In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Waking Dublin up.
In the morning.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up. With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I am watching TV. I am stuck into the show. So basically, it's called Physical 100. Okay, some people might think it's a spin-off, or not a spin-off, but like inspired by Squid Games. So it is a South Korean show, and it's a reality show, okay? So basically what happens is there's 100 contestants in like ridiculously good physical shape. They compete in challenges, and basically they will win the title of being like the strongest and most physically accomplished person. Plus, they'll win €206,000.
Now, come here, when we're talking challenges, are we talking getting better around the place? No, or are like, we talking like climbing up walls?
Well, see, that's what you'd expect. You kind of think like, oh, okay, at first, like, you know, they're running on treadmills and that kind of stuff. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe it's going to be something like this. But then there's another, but then like, it's stuff like you have to go head to head, one on one with the person, and you have to keep hold of a ball, right? So you kind of think like, oh, I'll just run around and make sure that they can't grab this ball. But they literally, they like wrestle each other, they throw each other around, like they are so adamant on being seen to be top physical shape.
I'm looking at it here online, they're saying that it was filmed, they filmed for almost 24 hours.
It's intense because it's so long. So basically each, it's so Netflix, it's top 10 Netflix at the moment. What they're doing is they're kind of releasing, you know, 3 episodes here, then the following week another 3 episodes.
Oh, so it's very rationing for you.
Yeah, basically. But each episode, like for one of them, they're basically, they're running for like 7 minutes, and they more or less show you the 7 minutes. Like obviously it's edited, so they're jumping around and they're throwing in interviews and stuff. So they really do drag it out. But I can't believe that they're recording for 24 hours.
Yeah, so it went on for 24 hours. So that's probably why they're showing the 7 minutes, because they really only have 24 hours worth of footage.
Fair enough. Oh no, I think they would have to. There's so many different challenges. I can't imagine it would be all done in the one day.
Is anyone else watching it? 087-679-7104. Someone said it's like Gladiators on steroids.
More or less.
Wow.
But like it is so intense, and you'd be watching it. So there's like different athletes, you know, real famous like Korean, South Korean like athletes. But then you've also got like an American dancer who just lived in Korea for so long and wanted to take part. Or then there's this American actor called Justin Harvey, who I IMDb'd and I have no idea what he's been in. But anyway, he's in there. So there's such a mixture of people, and you find yourself kind of being like rooting and backing somebody that you've only just met.
And you haven't finished the whole thing yet.
I haven't finished the whole thing, but I just have to say that like I've seen so many videos of people watching it with their family members, and they look over at their grandmother, and their grandmother's like, ooh, because they're in, like their bodies are, oh, hello.
Amanda just says, at the beginning there are so many people, I fast forward through a lot of the challenges. The contestants are all so different.
Yeah, you kind of can as well. I don't know what their editing style is so weird. They'll literally repeat a millisecond of what just happened 3 times in a row. So it's everybody going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. And you're like, what? Okay, I'm getting a bit of a headache with this. But it is so good.
If you are watching some, give us a shout, because you know what? It's the weekend. A lot of people are off tomorrow. It's going to be raining.
I know. And some people might be socialising this weekend, and other people might just be staying at home. So yeah,
087-679-7104. What is it that you're watching at the minute? Everyone knows Cowboy Carter's coming out tomorrow, Beyonce's new album.
Yes, and we were all kind of wondering, okay, like, what's the kind of... obviously, she's going to give us a bit of a tease, but I don't think we expect it to be this much of
all
a tease.
So it's all the songs. So she's got Jolene, which is Dolly Parton's song.
Then she's doing... it looks like she's going to be doing a song. I'm not sure if it's going to be with Willie Nelson or if she's covering Smoke Hour by Willie Nelson. I'm not sure, but obviously, huge, huge, huge country star.
Like, there's loads of different names in it. Like, she hasn't said yet who the people she's going to be singing with, but just the names of the songs. One's called Riverdance.
Yes, I saw that.
But it's two I's in it, so it's R-I-I.
Oh, interesting.
So I wonder, has anything got to do with it?
I wonder. Also, she has a song that says, well, or it just says, The Linda Martell Show. Did anybody else read it as The Linda Martin Show? I was like, oh my God, Linda Martin.
The Linda Martin Show features. Of stuff. Blackbird, American Blackbird. Requiem, Protector.
She's loving the two eyes, I'm noticing. Blackbird also has two eyes.
Okay, so, I wonder, is that here? Because this is Renaissance Part 2.
Oh,
would that be it?
That would make a lot of sense.
And then there's also rumours then, as soon as this comes out, in a few weeks, she's going to do another world tour.
Oh, surely. She now, couldn't
surely
do
this. She's not going to blank us again. Tell us, she doesn't like us.
Do you think she mightn't come here? Oh, here, after the hopping on a plane.
Yeah. And like I said before, Beyonce drives me. She just has so much self-importance.
Yeah.
But I will say, Texas Hold'em is a good song.
It grew on me. I wasn't sure about it, but it's absolutely growing on me. And here, I love how she always does this, right? So it says, Cowboy Carter and the Rodeo Chitlin Circuit, brought to you by Country Radio Texas. I love how she always creates a world.
A world, yeah, and it's cool. It's creative. Well,
people are going, I put my money on it. So with all the song names, someone is going, I put my money on it. Spaghetti, gonna be a bop. You can just tell by some of the names.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. If you're a Beyonce fan, or are you kind of like me, you're kind of going... Yeah, the last song was great. The rest of her music. So from Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
So from Sweet Dreams up until Texas Hold'em, every single song in between, I think, was muck.
Oh, seriously?
I didn't like any of those songs.
Okay, I would agree with you in the way that all that like formation kind of...
wasn't for me. Stop thinking you're higher than us.
But it wasn't for me. However, what I will say is the Lion King Deluxe album that she brought out was unreal.
I'll take your word for it. I posted this on my Instagram last night on my stories just before I went to bed. Melissa Joan Hart. If I said that girl's name, would you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, of course I would. Do, 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 do. That was terrible. That was terrible. But Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
She hasn't really done much over the last few years, has she?
No, you'd only ever see, remember, Hilda. Zelda. Zelda, so she does a lot of, she's a stand-up comedian, so she does lots of stand-up.
She was actually on the show a couple of years ago. Yeah, we had her on, and she was a bit of crack, yeah.
Oh.
I think she was going for a run the time we were, whatever time it was at, or has she just finished her gig because it was in LA?
Oh, I thought you were literally talking about an actual just run, going for a run.
I think she stopped and then I had a chat with us, yeah.
And then went for her run?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So last night, Melissa Joan Hart posted up on her TikTok. A video of her, and she walks in and she bumps into Harvey.
Oh,
your
yes.
man who plays Harvey.
If
you don't want to feel dull this morning, don't go on my Instagram because he's aged. He has aged differently.
He didn't age like a fine wine, unfortunately, did Harvey.
And then do you remember your man that she was with as well in this? The coffee shop guy.
Josh!
He's in it as well. So then all of a sudden he knocks on the door and it's Josh as well.
Oh, is that TikTok with that trend where everybody's like, nobody knows
That's
me.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. And wait, so is this... They're not hinting at anything. Are they just having a laugh?
I don't know. I think she was interviewed before and she said she'd never do it because she says it was of its time. It's really good. And that's it. Do you ever go down TikTok rabbit holes of Sabrina Teenage Witch?
No. What's the world like?
She nearly lost her job. What? She nearly lost her job after the second season because there was some girls' magazine, or I think it was a lads' magazine.
Okay.
And she posed in a bikini.
Oh, no.
And they were like, Sabrina is wholesome. It's family orientated. And yeah, she nearly lost her job. And then they tried to get her back then to say, oh, we need you because the show is huge.
Yeah.
And they wanted her to do a couple of gigs. Movies.
Okay.
Standalone movies.
Yes.
And she said no. She was like, I want to enjoy my life as a teenager. So they were like, where do you want to go in the world? She says Rome. They did it one in Rome.
Oh, they did, yeah.
She says Australia.
So they did the one in Australia.
And they did one in Australia so she could go and enjoy herself while they also did it.
That was very smart. And but also, I can't believe that just because she did that photo shoot that they were like, here, love, you might be
yeah.
That's terrible. But also, I remember back in the day on like a Sunday on Nickelodeon, they would just have Sabrina the Teenage
back
Witch.
Back to back, Sabrina.
Back to back with a little, with one of the movies just thrown in there for good measure. But I would love for them to do a reunion like Friends style.
So oh, you'd to have them all. You know, they go around, you know, Comic-Con that's in Dublin.
Yeah.
Comic-Con's around the world. Have them all, like they're forever together.
What do you mean? Like they'd be
so told, they're all forever together, yeah.
The whole cast.
Hilda, Zelda, Sabrina and Harvey. They're forever together.
Oh my God, I would love that. And even like they have your man Salem sometimes going around with them. Who's this large ginger guy.
Is he? I never saw that.
Not Nick Lachey. That's the wrong one. But Nick Bakey.
See, I think we all watched it and I didn't like the Netflix kind of sexed up version of it.
Oh, I didn't bother. I did not bother.
Not for me. Sabrina is, you know, you want your man 16 to tell you that you had another realm.
Yes. Oh my God, I had the spell book that was shaped like a hand. And I remember going over to my cousins and we were like, what spell will we do today?
We were just so...
We were very cool.
We were very cool.
Wild.
So have a listen to this. Saturday evenings TV.
Yes. Oh.
It's good, isn't it?
Memory unlocked. Wait for it. This is what I tried to sing.
As if.
Oh. And that was Sabrina Teenage Witch.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
So Paul Rudd, he is in the latest Ghostbusters that's coming out very, very soon. And he's basically come out and said he's a Swiftie. And he said he loved the love and the positivity from a Taylor Swift concert.
And I was so knocked out by how there was like a stadium filled with 80,000 people, whatever it was. And I just thought there's so much support and love and positivity. And to feel that kind of that feeling with that many people, normally it's the opposite feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets pretty rough and that's the Super Bowl, there's a lot of screaming and fans fighting each other. Yeah. There, it was pure love and support. It was incredible. And I was, she did it all.
Do you know what? I went to a Harry Styles gig, the one in Slane, but I went to the one in the Aviva.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I felt the same. I've never been at a gig before where everyone's just smiley and happy and laughing. And
you kind of, because you're around those people, you kind of realize no matter who you bump into, whether you're going into the bathroom or whether
yeah.
you're queuing up for whatever, you're kind of like, everybody's just that type of person.
And they're all sober as well.
Oh, because yeah.
like they were younger, but no one was there to have a drink or no one was there to have food.
They were just like, I want to have a good time without any of that. We can have a good time yeah. without it.
There was a girl beside me who went on her own, and there was a girl in front of us who also went on her own.
Because
they want the tickets forever. This girl traveled from Cavan. I put it on my Instagram at the time. She traveled from Cavan to go see, hung around all day, and then went to the Aviva. And I was like, you know what? That's what concerts are about. You know, fans who like, and I hate when they charge really crazy prices for the tickets because it's those people that are, you know, wanting to go see them.
Exactly. And some people are such diehard fans that if their mates don't want to go, they're like, well, here, I'm going anyway. Yeah.
So tonight in, I think it's in the Odeon beside us tonight, is the Godzilla Kong premiere. I'm going to be, if you want tickets to FM 104, I'm going to be hosting the premiere tonight. And there's free popcorn and there's a free drink as well for everyone.
Okay,
but Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey.
Oh, yes.
He is in it.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Here he is talking about people going mad for a good old Godzilla.
One thing I've learned since shooting this movie is just quite how intense the love for Godzilla is. I mean, there's love for Kong, but the kaiju fans, you know, there's people sort of remortgaging their houses to get figurines and, you know, really intense stuff. And the artwork out there is amazing. Coming out of the sort of Godzilla fan base, but there's a lot of love for Kong out there as well, and so, you know, we get to kind of double bubble with this one, really. But I'm loving it. It's really exciting to sort of, you know, feel the love from those people and feel the excitement for another Godzilla movie out there.
I can already tell there's going to be so many
yes
moments.
But do you remember Godzuki?
What? What's that?
Godzilla and Godzuki.
No,
I said this. Did I make this up? Does anyone remember Godzuki?
I need to Google this.
087-679-7104. Because I've said it to a few people. and they don't know.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
We're also right talking about Godzilla.
Yes.
The Irish premiere of Godzilla and Kong is tonight next door to us here in the Odeon. And I says, does anyone remember Godzuki?
I thought
I made it up.
Yeah. You were like, if this came from my dreams, I need to make this happen now.
A good few people have replied into FM 104 to go, no, you're so right. There was a Godzilla and there was a Godzuki.
I genuinely thought you had made this all up, Crossy. I'm not going to lie.
He was a little fella. He was a little Godzilla.
A little Godzilla?
I think it was like Godzilla and Godzuki. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. So my mom rings me last night at about 9 o'clock and she was like, what are you doing on Sunday?
And you're like, just Sunday things.
I was like, I am off for 3 days. I'm hibernating, not spending money and not going anywhere.
Just stay at PJs and nothing else.
She went, oh. And uh-oh. I could feel the disappointment over the phone. I was like, what's wrong? Is there anything wrong? And she was like, it's Sunday, Easter Sunday. And I went, yeah, and? And she was like, are you not coming down for Easter Sunday dinner? And I was like, what's Easter Sunday dinner? In all my years, I do not remember this, but apparently we do it every single year. On Sunday, we are having the full trimmings of a Christmas dinner. Turkey, ham, melon at the start. We're having cocktail sausages with little rashers around them.
Stop, like literally, this is Christmas dinner part two.
Part two on Sunday.
And wait, would this be a thing? Like, so over the years, would you always have a roast dinner, but it would never be to this scale or?
No, this is full production. Like she's going into town today, full production into the butchers. Mr. Gleason, give us your best turkey and ham.
What? I didn't realise this was a thing. Like even kind of similar to you, I was like, I'm just going to be chilling on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then my mum was like, oh, when am I seeing you over the weekend? What are we doing on Sunday? And I was like, oh, what are we doing on? The guy was like, oh, what are we doing on Sunday?
Sunday. Of course, you know, it's Easter Sunday and all that, whatever as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I was like, what? And she was like, oh, do you want to come here for dinner? Do you want to come? Or will I go to you? And I was like, huh? Do you know what I mean? I kind of didn't realise.
Click with me either.
No, I kind of forgot that this is what some people do. Like, I'm pretty sure we're just going to make pizza. Like, my mom's going to come over and we're going to make pizza and we're going to eat chocolate. And that's kind of to the extent I would not be doing a Christmas dinner. Is this what people do? Is this the norm?
Jamie's just messaging and says, we have a lamb roast every single year on Easter Sunday. Like, is this a mam thing?
Yeah, like,
is this a mam and a granny thing and a dad thing as well, or a granddad? That, you know, when it comes to that Sunday, everyone's celebrating. Because most of the shops, I would presume,
are
closed on Sunday as well.
But now Good Friday, everywhere is kind of free for all. It's all open. Loads of people are still, like a lot of people are going to be in work. Does that mean that on Sunday, people will also be in work? Or is it like a Christmassy day?
So Janice just says, my mom does an Easter dinner every year, like Christmas. So it must be a thing. Because like I was kind of going, I've literally no plans this weekend. I'm out here. I'm happy I'm getting a nice little Christmas dinner part two. Halfway to quarter way during the year. But I didn't think it was a thing or not. 087-6797-104. Has it always been? Do we just forget about it every single year because we only think of the Christmas dinner?
Maybe. But like, I feel like this is new to me. I didn't realise that this is what people do. And also, is it lamb? Are you supposed to eat lamb this weekend?
Lads, we are eating lamb. So bad when it comes to this. Adele says, I have to go to the mill for dinner every Sunday. Sounds lovely, but go to the mother-in-law. Oh, sorry, like what the mill does. The mill's been talking.
We won't read out this woman's name.
I have to go to the mother-in-law for dinner on Sunday. Sounds lovely, but she can't cook.
We'll just say anonymous, from anonymous. And this one says, someone else goes, yeah, same. We're having a Christmas dinner. Every year for the last 37 years, my mum has done a full Christmas dinner on Easter Sunday. And this year, the entire family are coming. All 18 of us are getting together to celebrate.
18!
What? Can I come too, actually? The extra plate wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, and
surely.
Keep it for all the OCD heads.
Yes!
They would keep it. Is that what it is? Yeah, yeah.
Keep a 2, nice 4, number.
6, 8, 10, 12.
There you
go. What? Oh my God, guys, it's the most Irish thing ever. How are you not aware of this?
I don't know how I'm not aware of this.
Neither am I. Like, she rang me and she was saying, I was like, are you gone mad? Are you mad? And she was like, no. She was like, we do this every single year.
Like, yeah. I think as well, you know, when you'd be living at home and stuff and you'd just be like, it's a lovely Sunday roast, and you kind of wouldn't really pay it much, like, attention. However, if your mom has to call you to invite you over, I don't know. I feel like I've never had a big roast on Easter Sunday. I've just had chocolate. I just have chocolate for breakfast, lunch and dinner. That's the thing. I wouldn't have a roast.
whole shebang, sprouts and everything. I am so shocked. That's from Jen. The amount of people saying, someone says, my mother will have Pam for us as well.
Oh, we also hear you have to have lamb at Easter. It's a thing.
Anyway, I ain't complaining. I just don't remember any of this. I don't know what I've done the past couple of Sundays on Easter Sunday, but if you're going to be having the dinner, long live Jesus. I'm happy for this dinner on Sunday. I'm not giving out about
it. You know what, Crossy? I think I might be hopping in your car and going, say pigs and blankets and all the rest. Yes, please.
Oh, we'll leave it at this. Yes, Easter Sunday is another Christmas dinner. The whole thing. And that's from Avril.
I'm missing out. And here I am cooking pizza for people. I need to figure something else out.
Get out of here.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Insta2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
I kind of feel like we are going to give away €2,000 this morning. The questions are plausible, Zainab.
They are. I'm looking at them all here and I think we could get it. I think we could get it today.
We have got Tanya on the line from Kiltipper. Good morning, Tanya.
Morning, Crossy. Morning, Zainab.
How are you today? I have to ask, are you feeling lucky, Tanya?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so.
How do you usually do when you play?
I was on just before and I got 7. So, but I usually kind of go in around the 8s, in between the 7s and the 9s. I think I've only got 10 ones.
Okay.
Lovely. And will you be having a big, massive Christmas part 2 dinner on Sunday?
No. I might just go to the pub for Carvery.
That's not a bad shout.
Where's your favourite Carvery place?
The Arcadia, Kiltipper.
Lovely, lovely jubbly.
Oh my God, I'm one of those people that when I go and get a Carvery, I will get a gravy boat and peppercorn sauce boat.
Oh yeah, and then dip the little mash into either of them.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, we've issues with food.
Sorry, I'm hungry now.
Tanya, €2,000. I'm rooting for you today. Let's go. What animal is Dumbo?
An elephant.
What fruit is on a Hawaiian pizza?
Pineapple.
What is the capital of Germany?
Pass.
What is Batman's civilian name?
Bruce Wayne.
In The Simpsons, what is Mo Sizlak's profession?
A bartender.
What animal does gammon come from?
Pig.
What's the major train station in Dublin 8?
Connolly.
If you are watching something in HD, what does the D stand for?
Definition.
In American currency, how many cents are in a dime?
10.
What is the capital of Germany?
Berlin.
You've answered the 10 of them. And we got a bit of time left.
Oh.
I don't think I got it right.
How do you think you did this morning?
A.
Okay, Zainab.
Okay.
A nation holds its breath. We're getting very tense here now. How many did you get? Let's go.
Okay, here we go. You're flying at the start. So what animal is Dumbo? Elephant. You got that right. The fruit on a Hawaiian pizza is pineapple. And I always judge people that get Hawaiian pizzas. That's just... Yeah. You passed on this, and when you came back, you got it right because the capital of Germany is Berlin. Batman's civilian name is Bruce Wayne. You also got that right. In The Simpsons, Mo Sizlak's profession is bartender. You also got that right. Gammon comes from a pig. You got that right as well. If you're watching something in HD, what does the D stand for? Definition. You got that right too. And in American currency, how many cents are in a dime? 10. You got that right too.
Tanya, you only got Houston, one wrong this morning. It's Houston Station.
Yeah.
Oh my God, kill me now.
I know. You were on the other side of the Liffey. You went Connolly.
Dublin one.
I can never get that right. I can't believe it. And I'm looking at the train station in my mind.
Tanya, you were great playing this morning. You were good crack as well. What was the last time you were on? You got a 7, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hear you did brilliantly then today.
A 9. It means the next time we call you back, you need a 10.
Yes.
Oh, please God.
Have a great Easter weekend, all right? Hopefully you're off for a few days, all right? Cheers.
Bye,
thank you.
See you, bye.
So close.
I'd say people were screaming at the phone.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock, it is FM 104.
I saw this. If people need a bit of a boost today, okay, if you're having a slow day, all you need to know is you're doing great because you know what? You have the same amount of Grammys as Katy Perry.
Oh, look at the shade from Zainab.
I know. I saw that this morning and I went, you know what? I am doing well.
Whoa.
I am doing well.
What is the current?
I know. I'm so sorry, Katy
Zainab
Perry.
Zainab from Fingers dragging Katy Perry at 25 past 8 on a Thursday morning.
I'm so sorry, Katy, but I feel good about myself.
Thursday as well.
I feel good about myself now.
Do you like Katy Perry?
I do.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Meow.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
One of my all-time favourite comedians. I will watch all of his Netflix specials. I have read his books. Love him. Kevin Hart is in.
Oh, yeah.
So I love him. So he has received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humour in a gala performance. And while he was on the red carpet before the event, he said the significance of the award was still sinking in.
I think after you're on the stage and after, you know, you've been a part of a night that will be historic and something that you will be able to revert back to forever, then it settles in. I think for now it's more about just kind of just slowly embracing it and just realizing the importance of relationships. That's the thing that I highlight the most in this moment, the value of relationships, the value of friendships. And on a night like this, to be acknowledged and supported by people that you truly do love and that you truly do operate with.
I love him.
Beyonce,
yes.
Brand new album coming out tomorrow, Cowboy Carter. And she released, we were only talking about earlier on, she released all the names of all the songs. Riverdance is in there. Is this something got to do with the Riverdance? But Dolly Parton has just tweeted, and she's Instagrammed, and she's TikToked.
Oh yeah.
Over the last while, saying, play the original Jolene while you wait for Beyonce's Jolene.
Oh yes, go on, Dolly.
So it definitely must be, it's a cover, there must be loads in it for her to say, listen to my own one before you get to it.
And you know what? A lot of people are obviously very excited that we are getting to see what the songs are going to be that are coming out tomorrow. But a lot of people are also upset because there was a rumour that Taylor Swift was going to be on it and Lady Gaga, and we're seeing,
I think they still are. I guarantee you they still are. I'd say she hasn't released that yet. I'd say it'll be later on today.
Okay, we hold our breath.
Yeah, I'd say so. Shakira says she transformed her pain into art for her brand new album that is in Spanish. It's her first new album in 7 years after she broke up with the footballer. Here is what she said.
Nobody chooses to go through the life experience, the kind of life experiences that I went through while I was writing and creating this album, but you know, life gives you lemons, so what do? You make lemonade. So I made songs. But there is a great variety within this album. There's pop, there's Afrobeat, there's reggaeton, there's some Mexican regional as well.
One of my friends is obsessed with reggaeton. If it comes on, he loses his mind.
Did Little Mix have a reggaeton music?
They did. They did. So good. But also, sorry, Shakira is living the best life at the moment because she did a pop-up for a Times Square performance. She was in this box and it looked amazing. And then afterwards, she went for dinner with Lucien Lavascount or Lavascon from Emily in Paris.
So he was in Emily in Paris, yeah. Right? But he also was going out with Sophie Webster, in Coronation Street when he was in Coronation Street.
No, he was in Coronation Street.
Oh, no. You think that's all? He was also in Celebrity Big Brother. And I could nearly put my house on it that he was with Kerry Katona while there was a showmance or something.
What? Oh, I need to. I'm aggressively Googling
Good day
now.
To you. This is the Strawberries.
This is FM 104's
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Waking up.
With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
A couple of years ago, I was on a red carpet for Jumanji.
Oh,
remember
yes.
That movie with The Rock?
Oh, I still watch it.
So in that movie as well was Jack Black.
Yes.
And I was on the red carpet in London. It was lashing outside, lashing. And Jack Black walks down the red carpet and points at me and I'm going, oh my God, what have I done? It's my first time ever doing it. Anyway, he brings me onto the red carpet and tells everyone around him, like there was ITN this morning, there was Variety, there was all these massive play, and all their cameras I could see just going, turning on me.
I saw the video because he's going, oh my God, are you getting this?
Yeah, he said that I look like him when I was a kid.
Do you actually?
When he was a kid. I look back at photographs, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the start of our interview with Jack Black, who is celebrating Kung Fu Panda back in our cinema screens this weekend. And I bring it up, and does he remember? Have a listen to this. Jack, I need to talk to you about you making me famous in Ireland a couple of years ago.
How did I do this?
So I was on my first ever red carpet in London, flew over from Dublin, and you took me out of the red carpet. And you says, you remind me of me when I was younger. And I just,
yes.
Everyone was talking about it and I was like, this is amazing.
Search your feelings, Thomas. You know it be true. I am your father.
I just love you. I watch Kung Fu Panda and it made me smile. It's just one of those
nice movies.
Is it like that for you when you're making it? It's just a bowl of happiness.
I feel exactly the same. I smiled the whole way through. When I wasn't laughing out loud, I loved it. And I was looking around, I was like, is everyone seeing what I'm seeing? I think we got a little masterpiece on our hands. I'm not objective, so I don't know if I trust myself, but I was loving it.
With a character like Poe and throughout the whole years,
yeah.
Have you so much memorabilia in your house or something that just reminds me of that beautiful, beautiful panda?
You know, I'm not a real collector or saver of stuff. But I do have a couple Kung Fu Panda statuettes.
Yes.
Little like, because Jeffrey Katzenberg, who was the king boss back in the day, DreamWorks heyday, he liked to make these little like action figure statues. And so I got some beautiful ones up on a mantle, on a shelf. Remind me of all the great journeys we've been on together.
Your Instagram exploded. It went all over the world with the Britney Spears cover. Were you expecting everyone just to lose their minds? Because it's amazing.
I mean, I loved doing that song. And that little post is just like 10 seconds of it. It's not that much. But it was me and Kyle just trying to think of a way that we could tease it. Like let people know something's coming. There's going to be a little Britney coming from Tenacious D. So we just busted out a little dance move in the hotel room, put the camera up just like Britney does on her social media posts. You want to get that angle where the phone is up like a few feet above you, looking down on you dancing. And me and Cage just cut a rug, let the music move us. And the rest is history. We posted it on the internet. I've never gotten that many views on anything. It was kind of mind-blowing. But it's a testament to the love of Britney. That's
yes.
What it really is.
We need a collaboration. That is the thing now. Whether it's with Kung Fu Panda or whether it's with Tenacious D, it has to happen some way.
Kid can dream.
I was looking at a clip the other day with Bryan Cranston. He said he was in the recording booth on his own. Would you rather you all were there or would it have taken probably another year to make this if you were all in the same room together having the crack?
I wish that we had opportunities to work together more, but... I understand why the filmmakers need to have us in isolation and separate, But if there was a way to connect the schedules and for us all to do like one reading of the whole script together, I would get a lot from that because I love our cast. It would be fun just to hang out with them a little more, you know? I'd love to be in the same room as Bryan Cranston and Viola Davis and all the rest.
It's some cast, isn't it? Like, did you step
back?
Dude,
it's insane.
Wow. Like, Viola Davis, she's amazing in it.
She's a bad one. She is so evil and great and gravitas. And Dustin Hoffman, are you kidding me?
Oh,
maybe
stop.
One of the top five actors of all time.
Jack.
James Hong, legend.
Legend, legend.
Yeah.
Jack.
Dude, I think, yeah.
Can I just say, I love everything about you, your life, how you make everyone smile. And I hope you know that with your movies, your TikToks, your Instagrams, that you just make people smile.
I love it. I've been so blessed and it's been an incredible journey. And I wish you the same for your life. I hope you have an incredible life's journey as well. What a blessing.
And come to Dublin very soon. We love you in Ireland.
Yes, my son! Our paths shall cross again.
Bye, Dad. See you later. Cheers, guys. Thanks for
love
that.
It.
Jack, that was brilliant.
Take care, my friend.
Zainab, what were you asking me during the song there a few minutes ago about? Do you know these type of people?
So I was saying, are you the kind of person that on their way home will call their other half to say, hey, I'm on my way home. And then you're home about 10, 15 minutes later and it's like, yeah, like, could you have just not called me? Like, my other half will go, hi, I'm on my way home. And I'm like, okay. And then he'll be like, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I'll see you in about 20. And I'm like, okay, bye. And I'm like, what was the point? What was the point
of
that?
So I have five people that I call when I'm on my way home from FM 104.
Go on.
Or if I'm going somewhere. I just have five people on rotation. And I'll go through them all to have a little conversation. Just to see, you know, because you're listening to radio all day, you get into your car, you just want to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
And I do that. I wonder, is there anyone else like that? Because you're either the person who hates it or you're the person who loves it.
So I think there's two people out there, right? There's the kind of person that will be like, hi, I'm on my way home. And then there's the friends that will call you on their way home. And they'll be like, this is what happened to me, la 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 la. And then you're like, about to tell you something about yourself. And they go, so here, I'm going to let you go. I'm just after pulling up home. And I lose my mind.
Like, that's me.
Crossy.
087-679-7104.
No.
Who do you have in your phone book? Do you have two or three people that you do in rotation or are you just that one person? One's my mom.
Okay.
One's Shay who works here in FM 104.
Yeah.
The other person is a fella I know called Cormac. The next person, did I say my mom? My mom's one of them as well. And then I have another friend that I would ring every once in a while.
And wait, will you literally...
Two of them.
Yeah, but see, I think you're one of those people though as well that will have a conversation. Like, you'll have a conversation.
We shoot the breeze.
Yeah, but then will you say, I'll let you go when you get home?
Yeah, because you're finished then. You drive into your car parking space and you're going, well, my conversation's over now.
I'm like, you will listen to what I have to say outside of your car. Outside. If you only call me when you're in your car and you don't call me any other time, like if you're cleaning the house and you call me, I'm like, no, I want you to give, actually, okay, I'm saying it out loud and I'm going, I want you to give me your full focus. And I'm going, what's that say about me more so than other people?
Needy.
Maybe needy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.